until you reach the grave. Hide from yourself and see how you fade. You'll see how you fade. Love moves on. Life goes on. And while you don't, stand alone. You'll see how you fade. You'll see how you fade. See how you fade. Stain on my heart, and you left a blood stain on the crown. But blood comes off as a leak. But blood comes off as a leak.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Love stain on my heart, and you left a blood stain on the crowd. But blood comes off as a leak. But blood comes off as a leak. My heart stays. idle as it seemed, trudging through the mist. Following the creeks, erasing dim lights on the list. Eager to arrive, leaving footprints in the clay. Reading rocks and vines, telling indigo from grey. Telling indigo from grey. Scattered rays of light and dust grains in the air. All berries in the tree burn a steady flare. Among the mirrors of the sea, some of them frail and incomplete in a vast field of bay. Deepest valley passes on, opening up the vault to find spinning tops and clay. Embedded nested yawn, diverting from the gates. But once a faint elusive moans evaporate in the morn. All the sudden yearnings come to life. Surface from the dark to realize. When a fast film she runs, from the deepest valley passes on.
Touring quite a lot, but I was standing most of last year, standing while playing. So I had to be home for a while and rehearsed my foot. So it's a bit... it's not what it used to be. Thank you. Okay, so here's another song from my new album. This one is called Every Age.
Every age has its turn. Every branch of the tree has to learn. Learn to grow, find its way. Make the best of the shortest day. Take the seed. matter what you say makes any sense. Cook up some medicine, ask for obedience. Even though you know well, well, most of the time, you've made a delusion and created bison on lights.
Realities.
Cycling to the audience.
was a fanger in Norway, sitting in silence wondering what to do. Got myself fanger in Norway. Don't believe in karma.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you very much. So here's a Junip song called Line of Fire.
What would you do if it all came back to you? Each crest of each wave, bright as lightning. What would you say if you had? Line of fire. hold everything back, all emotions and desires. Convince yourself to be someone else and go back from the world. Your lack of confidence, what you choose to believe in, to taste your eyes.
Thank you, Jose, for playing tonight, buddy.
Thanks. Thank you, thank you.
We're not even done yet. So, when you played that song live on the morning show with the band, that was the best song that year I saw in the studios. I don't know if any of you heard that, but I mean, that's like, you moved people. I hope you know that. Like, people respond. Like, I freaked out.
Thank you.
And wasn't that, was that not used in Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I think it was.
In the finale?
Yeah.
Thank you, because our views went way up after that as well. So. And it's always interesting to see that and be like, hey, it's Jose's song. Good for him. I hope they're paying him. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people found Junip through that episode, I think.
How much does that now for an artist have to take place for people to discover you? A lot of it's in visuals now, right? It's a lot different than it used to be.
Yeah. So I haven't been able to compare, but yeah, I think I, with my... with the Heartbeats cover,
I was gonna say.
and the commercial, I think my music came out to lots of people that wouldn't have found it otherwise. And also, I think comparing to other artists that got known as much as I did,
sure,
would probably earn way more in the 80s or 90s. So it's a nice combination. I've been able to reach a lot of people.
Did any of you see the Heartbeats when that came out on that commercial? It was like, I don't even know, I couldn't tell you what that was for, but I remember the balls falling and it was beautiful. And
the frog.
Yes. Do you even know what company was? Just get checks from that? Is that?
I didn't write the song, so I did get a small check.
Good.
Yeah,
no, good.
It was good.
I worry they're not taking care of you, Jose. Jose Gonzalez has played with us. He's performed Austin, I believe, South By, in Chicago with us, here at Bumbershoot, and in our old home as well. And he's one of those artists that, if you were to think of KEXP, Jose would be one of those core artists that really represent what we're about. So I just want to thank you again for playing in our new home and be one of the first people to play in front of people in our performance space.
I'm very excited, too. So special.
And just while you're playing, I don't know about you, but like, I don't know how you view your songs as you were playing. I'm already married, but I wanted to marry someone listening to your songs. Like, I'll marry you again, Amy. Like, they're so hopeful to me. I don't know about
That's
you,
great.
But...
We did a show in Colombia, me and Jesper, who's doing sound.
Yeah.
And one of the guys that was there, he like owned lots of clubs, and he was like, you know, very... party type of guy, and I think that night after the show he went up to this girl and like went down on his knees and like, so he was also taken by
Did he know? Did you know?
He told me the day after. I was like, I just got so emotional.
See, I'm not crazy.
But I think it has different effects. I've seen people fall asleep, and even on stand-up shows. Like, our congas player, Andres Rentería, his girlfriend came out to a show in Europe, and she fell asleep while standing.
How do you take that? Is that?
It's just different emotions. I see it. I take it as a positive sign.
I'll play it for my children and see what happens. It's a lullaby song. Yeah. And I'm thinking during Killing for Love, like, how is this hopeful to me? Jose's telling me to kill, so I'm going to blame him if anything happens.
But I'm not telling you to kill.
I know. But that's what I'm going to say if it happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do you view your songs? I don't want to generalize like all of your songs, which is one type of vibe, but when you're writing them, do they feel hopeful? Do they feel love? How do you feel when you write most of your songs?
Yeah, I try to bring in hopefulness in some way. So usually towards the end of the song. like the song Killing for Love, it's more like a question, like what if you're able to choose your love, be it a country or a soccer team. It's like once you start loving, you have these emotions that are so strong that it makes you want to kill someone if they, you know, get in the way of your love. So that's to me, it sort of feels hopeful to think in those terms, because once you're able to think about what you choose to love, that's when you can start to be optimistic about a future.
I have no question after that. But no, he said exactly what I was thinking. When you play with a band, you play with Junip, and you play solo, are you as nervous solo, like in front of this many people, as you would be at like the Moore Theater, let's say? I mean, is it different for you? Do you psych yourself out differently? How does it work for you live? It's not easy being one guy playing with everyone staring. I don't want to put pressure on you, but everyone's staring at you.
I mean, this is like a studio setting where everything is so clear. So internally, I'm really, really nervous. So what happens is that whenever I start a tour, I'm really nervous the first 2-3 shows. Yeah. And then after a while, I can start thinking about other things. Like, did I forget to buy that thing on Amazon? Or...
Well, you're in the right city, in case you forgot.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry.
It's so different. And from show to show, like, usually I can't hear everything that detailed. So now today is, like, the hardest. Like, and as I mentioned, the foot, I had to, like, really rehearse my foot.
Well, the sound in here is great, right?
I mean, it's cool.
That's a great
sound. I'm happy
sign.
For you for this new building.
So good job, everybody, who paid for this, because it sounds great. And really quick, a great sound to everybody from Jackson and Kevin and everybody working in your crew as well for making here tonight to make this sound and look so good. So thanks for spending the night here with us in the new home. Did you get to see any of the new KXP home? You were in the old home.
I walked around a bit. I saw the big room where there's going to be events and... hangouts.
I told Jose earlier, he was one of our, when we sat in a room thinking how we're going to build this, he is one of our inspirations for our green room. Because I said, well, you know, you get here at 4:30 in the morning and you have like Jose Gonzalez in your parking lot in a van.
And his hair looks like a mess.
He just looks awful. Yeah, that's why I said, could you just give him some help, please? But we really did use you as an example.
Yeah, I remember sitting there in the
not that you
bus.
Were bad. I just felt bad for you because I pulled in at like 5 in the morning. Like, it's Jose Gonzalez. We really should do something about this.
Yeah. No, that but it really helps having a shower.
We have a shower now. Yeah. Thanks to everybody here. Really quick, I want to touch on the tour and who you're touring with. I don't know how many of you are going to the Moore Theater. I hope you're going. It's sold out. Most of your tour is sold out. Congratulations. Talk about who you're playing with.
Yeah, so I'm playing with Y Music. They're an ensemble from New York, 6-piece, like strings and some woodwinds and horns. And they've done arrangements for about 10 of my solo songs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How do you feel how do you collaborate with them? Do you sit with them? Do you give them the songs? They work it out?
I let them choose. So Rob Moose has done most of the arrangements. And Yeah, basically, he just chose from my three albums and
picked the ones that he'd go with it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been, he really did a really tasteful arrangement.
And your response, obviously, in America is really strong. Like, you're selling out big venues. Moore is a pretty big venue here in town.
Yeah, yeah.
Is your response like that? Can you equate that to other countries? Is the U.S. a good market? Obviously a good market for you.
We just came back from Australia. I think we did two shows in the Sydney Opera House. Mm-hmm. So that felt big.
That's a decent room. So I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
So my girlfriend's mom's partner said, yeah. Oh, so you're big abroad. Like, he didn't realize
until
I told him, yeah, the Sydney Opera House twice. he also fell asleep at my show in Gothenburg. He got drunk and then fell asleep.
Sure. Who can blame him? Well, everyone's awake here, and I have to ask about more music. Like, are you working on? So you're so busy touring. If someone, I don't want to get too personal, but if someone could flash a light on you writing a song, like one of your songs, like where would you be? Where is the, is it all kinds of different places, or do you have a routine?
No, it's usually home. So usually I need like a couple of weeks off from anything else. And so I've tried writing on tour and it's very frustrating. So I've stopped trying. So it's been 10 years where I just decide to not do anything else and just usually home, but I could be somewhere else. But having that weekly routine of doing some things and then writing some other things, writing.
Do you feel a pressure to make more music, or are you just on the road and you're good?
I've been starting to think long term, geological time. So I release every third year, and so I have plenty of time for my next album.
You have plenty of time, and if you keep touring and you bring Y Music along, or you do things differently as well, I would imagine that keeps boredom out
of it. Yeah, so for me, writing that last part on Killing for Love is new. So that's something that I've been sitting with the last couple of weeks. Yeah.
So songs are never done?
No.
I love
some
that.
Of them.
Well, yeah. All right, Jose's here for a few more songs. I want to thank him, his crew, who all came out here tonight as well. And of course, I want to thank everybody here who donated to KXP and made this night possible as well. So please give it up for our friend, Jose Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Myself in his neighborhood, talking to people as if I knew them well, thinking that everyone has gone through different kinds of hell. Lately I found myself in doubt, asking myself what it's all about. What am I doing here? What's this leading to? What's the point of all without you? Well, I've got promises to keep, like a cat I know will land upon my feet each time I fall. Just like an open book, words was all it took. In front of a bright white canvas, staring vacantly, now free. Against my will, a drifting vessel in the storm, pushed around from shore to shore. I know there's so much left to see. I know I've so much left to give. But the memories remain, yet the scars don't feel the same. Filling pages one by one in the warmth of other songs. You know that I'll be around to guide you through your weakest moments, to leave them behind you. Returning nightmares, only shadows will cast some light in. You'll be alright. We'll cast some light in. You'll be alright. Crosses all over, heavy on your shoulders. The sirens inside, waiting to step forward. Disturbing silence darkens your sight. We'll catch some light, you'll be alright. We'll catch some light, you'll be alright. Crosses all over the board. Crosses all over the board. Crosses all over. The streets outside your window overflow. People stare, they know you've been broken. Repeatedly reminded by the looks on their faces. Ignore them tonight. Catch some light and you'll be all right.
Thank you all for listening. I'm going to do one last song. Thank you. Thank you.
easy acceptance of a norm. What will it be if our will is free? Easy acceptance of a form. Vestiges and claws.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Free all my
Thank you so much.
Jose Gonzalez. Thank you. Give it up. We want to thank Jose Gonzalez, everybody, for coming out here, and a big thank you to the KXP crew as well for working tonight, as always, and all of you. We're still hanging out for a while. Thank you for coming. Have a great night.
Discover new music at listenerpoweredkexp.org.